Dr. Pinsky dictating the mail I meet on July 28 regarding Billy, B-I-L-L-Y, Rivas, R-E-A-V as in Victor, I-S. Billy Rivas is a 52-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 7-22-21. Appeared at that time, a huge cabinet weighing approximately 400 pounds fell on his foot. Appeared he was wearing tennis shoes at the time. Appeared he believes he injured his right foot and lower back and went to the emergency room afterwards. Appeared further evaluation led to a diagnosis of 5 broken toes. Appeared he did wear a boot and participate in physical therapy for 6 weeks. Appeared he also used crutches for a period of time. Appeared he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Appeared he denies any previous injuries or problems to the involved areas. Appeared, however, he states about 1 month after the subject event he experienced low back pain, superimposed upon a history of 3 degenerated and herniated discs in the lower back from wear and tear. Scratch that, from wearing a boot on his injured foot. Period. A paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Rivas was seen at Concentra on 7-22-21. Indicated his occupation was a cabinet builder. Period. He reported his right foot was crushed at work that same day, and his symptoms involved all of the toes on the right foot. Period. He thinks the wind from the fan made the cabinet fall. Period. Acknowledging he needed a drug screen, he admitted he does smoke marijuana but did not smoke any that day. Period. He did smoke it the previous night and does it to relieve his nerves. But he also mentioned a right hip injury for about 1 month. But he is unsure how he got injured. Period. He was following with a chiropractor for that period. He was evaluated and underwent x-rays. Period. He was diagnosed with fracture of the right great toe as well as fracture of the thumb, comma, proximal phalanx. Period. This was on the, scratch that, fracture of the right hallux and proximal phalanx of toes 3 through 5. Period. He was placed in a support and was advised about no weight bearing. Period. In paragraph on 7/29/21, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. He noted Mr. Rivas was placed in a fracture boot and given crutches. Period. Upon exam of the right foot, revealed a fair amount of ecchymosis in his forefoot. Period. He had mild swelling. Period. X-rays were repeated and showed a fracture of the great toe distal phalanx, as well as the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th proximal phalanges that were all fractured and non-displaced. Period. He wanted Mr. Rivas to stay in the fracture boot and utilization of crutches. Period. He is following up with Dr. Lipschultz over the next few months, during which time he underwent serial x-rays. Period. On 10/18, scratch that, on 9/13/21, he related having a separate issue in the form of sciatica. Period. He had right-sided hip and buttock pain radiating down the right leg to his foot. Period. On exam, sciatic root stretch signs were negative. Period. His reflexes were symmetric. Period. He prescribed a Medrol dose pack that will be done under his regular health insurance. Period. He was going to return in 3 weeks regarding the foot. Period. He followed up on 10/18/21. Paired x-ray showed consolidation of his fractures, but he was ambulating without pain in his foot, but did have numbness in his leg. He still had pain radiating from his right buttock down to his foot and was currently being seen by reconstructive orthopedics. He already had an MRI of the thoracic and lumbar spine that was scheduled to undergo a lumbar epidural injection. Relative to his workers' compensation injury, he was discharged to follow up on an as-needed basis. Physical exam. General appearance. Inspection revealed amputation of the right index finger and dirt under his fingernails. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed Morton toes bilaterally. He remained in his jeans and simply pulled them up for visualization. He was tender at the right second and third toes to palpation and flexion, but there was no other tenderness in the lower extremities. The rest is normal, feet and ankles normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral normal. Impressions on 7/22/21. Billy Revis was struck in the right foot by a heavy cabinet that fell off the wall. He was seen at Concentra the same day where x-rays identified fractures. He was placed in a fracture boot and on crutches. He then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz. He continued conservative therapeutic management. Serial x-rays confirmed consolidation of his fractures. As of 10/18/21, he discharged the petitioner from care. Concurrently, Mr. Revis was seeing a chiropractor for low back pain. He currently asserts he was found to have three herniated discs in the lower back from wearing the boot on his injured foot. Obviously, this is quite a stretch. New paragraph, the current examination found he had full range of motion of the right foot, ankle, and toes. Flexion and palpation of the second and third toes on the right elicited tenderness. Provocative maneuvers in the lower extremities were negative. He had full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine where provocative maneuvers were negative. New paragraph, there is 5%. Permanent partial disability referral to the statutory right foot. And that is the end.